this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and you and I are going to meet Mark Declan, who is in this new television program, which is controversial. The book is called GCB, based on the book Good
name.
Christian
Bees. Don't say it, yeah.
Bees. No, Bees. It's the Bees.
Bees. Good Christian Bees, yeah.
Bees. Good Christian Bees.
Which apparently has lost a couple of advertisers because of the name.
Yeah.
Well,
he's also been...
After blank, my dad says, you know, this is, you know, the next one.
Mm-hmm. This guy's been around, though, Rich. He's been on Desperate Housewives. He's been on...
I've been looking at...
Hawaii 5-0?
I mean, he was on Frasier. Frasier, Charmed, Sex in the City, Ed, Guiding Light, CSI, Las Vegas, Desperate Housewives. He's been in every... played a role on every show that's been on TV in the past 10 years, it looks like.
All right, so we'll meet him in a few minutes. Here on Good Day. The news of the day today contains some outrages of the day. For example, I find this ironic, in fact.
Isn't it ironic?
The food stamp program managed by the Department of Agriculture, this week we learned they were distributing food stamps to more than 46 million people in this country. Meanwhile...
Are food stamps actually stamps, by the way?
No.
Okay.
But that's a good question.
I just wonder.
The Park Service... United States government, managed by the same Department of Agriculture, is threatening to prosecute those people who go to the parks and feed wild animals because the animals may grow dependent on us and not want to take care of themselves. Is there a strange irony to that?
There's a duh there.
There is a duh. Mm-hmm. Here's the story of a convicted killer here in Los Angeles. He tattooed a graphic mural of the murder scene on his chest.
Yeah.
He has, thus far in his incarceration, made $30,000 in unemployment benefits. And they mail the checks to the Los Angeles County Jail.
Right? Don't they send him to his girlfriend?
They sent him to his girlfriend, and his mother and father and girlfriend were all cashing them. And then he was taking the money, using it in prison, and then giving some of the money to some of his prison buddies, too.
Isn't that great? Ugh.
America.
Yes.
What a country.
California.
What a state. Somebody said to me last night at this dinner we had for Heidelberg, why do you like being in California? Because it is filled with crazy, interesting people, and has great weather.
And it wouldn't be the same without you, Doug.
But I'll tell you something.
Fit right in with us.
I would no more want to live here all the time, mostly because I don't want to support the kind of stuff. I think Jerry Brown, the governor, said yesterday or the day before, we're broke, folks. We're out of money. We're going to stop everything.
Yeah.
So he's
everything.
Flashing education.
Yeah, weirdos like you still fly all the way out there just to get glass bulbs put on your back to suck out the poisons off your hairy back.
That's me. I'm here to occupy time and space, Rishi. Yes, Jennifer?
We have a guest, so I'm not even going to go here.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just going to say, there were a bunch of protests in Sacramento because... college students feel that college education is a right, not a privilege. And
free.
I'm just wondering if we agree with that.
I think
I don't
not.
Know if I do.
Send them to Heidelberg. We need the tuition.
And pay it up.
cough it up. 10 past the hour. We meet Mark Declan from GCB, the new ABC television program, in a moment here on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Last week, the world premiere of Awake thrilled millions, and critics call Awake the best new show of the season.
Your mind created an entire reality in which your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight, the story of one man in two dreams continues.
He's a man that I am monitoring very closely. If he becomes a liability, I will handle him in my own way.
Experience the most original show of 2012. Awake, tonight at 10, 9 Central on NBC.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies and start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Doug Stanford's Good Day program at 14 past the hour. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I are happy to welcome Mark Declan to the program. He's been, as I was saying a few minutes ago, Mark, in your behalf so that everybody would know who you are. Actually, you must be a little psychotic because you played a lot of roles. I'm looking at about four dozen different roles in different television programs.
The early 2000s, you've been in every TV show that's ever been existed.
Pretty much. I remember.
That's what my resume says. Every TV show that's ever existed.
Right.
I've done it all.
That's all right. So here we are. We warmly. This is not the kind of a program that is aiming low. We aim high here. We're not trying to make you feel uncomfortable, and we're not out for some gotcha quote or some of that foolishness. But you got to admit that the name of this program that you're in now, GCB,
right,
is something that has drawn people out. We've talked certainly a lot this week about Rush Limbaugh, and a lot of people have talked about other people on the radio and on television and audience participation and demonstrations, and we're going to shut it down and protest the advertising and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, those people who would be amused by this program, Good Christian Blanks, the idea is that people ought to be able to make choices. Now, I don't necessarily, again, want to draw you into a semi-political conversation. I do want to get the gist of the show, however.
Yeah, because I see the advertisements, and it looks really wild.
It's on my DVR. I have not watched yet, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, but I need a little.
Oh,
I need you to fill us in.
I know. I promise. I'll be watching on schedule from here on out. It's been a busy week.
All right, so tell us about the show.
That'll be great. Our ratings, that'll help our ratings actually have an uptick.
All right. Perfect. So this is, you are gay in this show, right?
I am, and if you'd asked the question a week ago, I would have had to be cagey about it because I don't like to give away plot spoilers.
Sure.
But anybody who watched the pilot learned that my character is in fact secretly gay, although he's married.
Huh. Well, that's a lot of people like that, unfortunately. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess it depends.
Well, you know, naively, I didn't realize that. Well, going into this, I really was like, boy, this feels a little old-fashioned to me. You know, I said to Bobby Harling, who wrote the show, I said, really, does this still exist? I have tons of gay friends, but they're all out. I don't know anybody who's in the closet. Mm-hmm. And I've learned since then that that it's pretty common.
It's a big phenomenon. Yep.
Yeah.
It is. All right. So then what is the hook here? What brings people, other than the name of the book and the controversy about the show, which is always good, spell my name right, I don't care what you say about me.
Right, right.
I mean, what really is going on here?
Well, you know, the first thing that should be said, and I've said this to, I have a number of church-going friends, and they've said to me, hey, what's up with this title? Is it an attack on Christianity or what have you? And I've said, absolutely not. In fact, the show is very respectful of the church and of the teachings of Christ and all that stuff. What the show is a jab at hypocrisy. It's, you know, it's just taking a poke at people who, you know, who go to church every Sunday, but during the week they do some very, you know, not very Christ-like things.
You heard the expression, the C&E crowd, right? You know what the C&E crowd is? Christmas and Easter.
That's me.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
These people are not the Christmas and Easter crowd, because these people do go to church. The idea is this is a community where, first of all, it's an uber wealthy community. It's these people are richer than Croesus, and you know they're Texans, and they do go to church every Sunday, and the church is very much a social center in their lives.
Uh-huh. But the minister's having sex with parishioners and that kind of stuff, right?
Well, you know, you have to tune into episode 8 to find that out.
No plot spoilers.
Pot boilers, but not spoilers.
Right, exactly. Thank you.
You can make the argument, because a lot of these nighttime soap operas, and that's really what this is, they get into some of this stuff, and it isn't new. I mean, there's been a lot of racy stuff going on television for, like, back to Dallas, or maybe even before that, with innuendo and suggestion and story. I mean, so this looks to me like, and I don't want to, again, draw you into anything unnecessarily that is a phony, it's a phony issue, but there are people who, just because of the words, would protest, like the Catholic Church said, don't go see this movie, then none of them had ever been to see it, but they didn't like the title. So it sounds to me like this is just cut out of the same cloth as many other desperate housewife kind of shows.
Well, you know, it is, and I think part of the point that people are missing too is it's a comedy. That's the other thing. The show is in the format of a nighttime soap, but if anybody who watches the show will learn that it's truly a comedy that happens to be an hour long. It's much more funny than soapy. And in a way, we're sending all that up, which is part of the fun of it. So really, nobody's being attacked. I mean, like I said, we're poking fun at hypocrisy, but there's no, you know. And you're right. There's not anything that's racier or you know, more provocative than we've seen before. You know, even you mentioned that my character, when we find out that my character is gay, the way that was handled was literally, she drops her purse and goes, the protagonist, Amanda, looks under the table to get her purse and just happens to see that the guy I'm sitting next to and I are holding hands. And that was it. And I remember I really liked how tasteful that was.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't have to be anything that was like shocking and in your face. No. It was just that little suggestion told the story.
It's kind of like you and I when we hold hands, Richie.
That's exactly right.
Well, you're on the radio, so you can get away with it.
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever knows except me and Roberta.
All right, so ABC's GCB airs what night of the week?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
It is Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC.
That's a good time for it. All right. Mm-hmm. Mark Declan, good luck in your career. Nice to have you on and chat with you. You seem like a
pretty
good guy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take good care.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jones, who passed away, one of the members of the Monkees from last week. And then we launch off into a celebration of Mickey Dolan's birthday, drummer for the Monkees. How many times did we hear in the last week, I'm a Believer and Last Train to Clarksville, et cetera, et cetera.
Good stuff. And, you know, Mickey Dolan's is going to possibly plan a memorial in L.A. for Davy Jones.
Oh, good.
Because he's not going to the funeral. They apparently don't want to cause a circus.
Yeah, apparently none of them are going to the funeral because they don't want to cause a stir.
Mickey Dolan was born this day, 1945, so he's 67 and a member of the Monkees. Next up on the list is Randy Meisner. Most people would remember him as the bass player for the Eagles.
Before Timothy B. Schmidt came in for the Eagles.
Born this day, 1946. Take It Easy, Best of My Love. Take It to the Limit with the songs he was on, Richie.
Yep.
So he is Meisner 66 today. Happy birthday to him. Up next is guitarist Mike Alsup. From Three Dog Night. Good birthday stuff today. We celebrate birthdays for March the 8th. He's, let's see, Try a Little Tenderness, Easy to Be Hard. Eli's Coming, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Joy to the World, Black and White, Shambhala, Never Been to Spain, on and on. The list goes on and on. So he's 65 today. And then, oh my God.
This
Margaret,
oh my God.
Anne Marie Batavio.
I will follow him.
Didn't quite think that would fit on the record. So she became Little Peggy March. Born this day, 1948. So what does that make her? She's 64, yeah. As is her claim to fame. Most people that are Roberta's age and older remember this song, unless you followed these oldies stations.
I don't remember this at all, Don.
You don't really?
Whatever.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you do.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't.
Full yes, of you do.
I'm not as old as you think I am.
All right, up next here, Gary Numan.
Love it.
real name is Gary Webb. Born in the state, 1958. Car is one of his songs. Our Friends Electric. I Die, You Die. We Take Mystery to Bed. Music for Chameleons.
This was the
White
one song.
Boys and Heroes, yeah.
But it's classic.
Yeah. Cameron Manheim having her birthday today from The Practice. But she's been around. Heavy set woman. Quite a good character actress, I always thought. Anyway, the part she played on The Practice was Eleanor. She doesn't seem to have been around the last couple of years.
She was in the show with the ghost show.
Her. Three Names?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Peter Gill, drummer for Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Two Tribes, The Power of Love. They did an updated version of Ferry Cross the Mercy. Or Mersey.
It's one of my brother's former favorite songs, and I never let him forget it, and I laugh at him every time I tease him about it.
Born in the state, 1964 as well, so he's 48. Next, Cheryl James, who is Salt in Salt and Pepper.
OMG.
Jen. Oh, my God. Cheryl James is 46 today. Let's talk about... Yeah. Sean Mullins from somebody's romantic memory. 44 today, big hit called Lullaby.
Huge hit.
James Vanderbeek. Dawson on Dawson's Creek. 35 today. Tom Chaplin from the band Keen. 33. Andy Ross, guitarist for OK Go, is 33. And Christina DeBarge is 22 today.
On the road with the Blues Brothers. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
We need this gig.
We're on a mission from God.
Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are, as they say, on a mission from God, raising money to save their old orphanage. In 1980s, the Blues Brothers, now being re-released on disc as part of Paramount's 100th anniversary series. In director John Landis' hands, those classic characters are the center of a musical spectacular featuring lights-out performances by Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and the immortal James Brown.
Well, well, well!
When I interviewed him in 2005, Landis recalled that many of the performances had to be recorded live on the set while the cameras rolled.
They literally never sing a song the same way twice. So doing something to playback is a natural for them.
Excuse me, I don't think there's anything wrong with the action on this piano.
The motivation for that film, I mean, really came out of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's passion for this rhythm and blues music. And when we made the movie in 79, you know, it was the Bee Gees, it was ABBA. It was very disco white music. The movie really was an attempt by Danny and John to use their celebrity and focus attention on these, you know, great American artists.
It's a great movie musical, and great musicals hold up.
Well, I'm flattered that please you say that, because I always insisted it was a musical.
Well, yeah, if you came out of The Sound of Music and then walked next door to the Blues Brothers, you'd have...
They both have Nazis.
Well, there you go. They both have Nazis. Belushi's gone, and so are Brown and Brother Ray, but the Blues Brothers keeps them alive. And just maybe, that really is a mission from God. I'm Bill Newcott.
Okay, man.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S. simply by entering a zip code, and there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomito, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden grabbing a bit of your day with a little yak here and a little yak there. Here a yak, there a yak, everywhere a yak yak. Big fear story, the biggest of all the fear and scare stories today is the solar storm bombarding the Earth. Look out! It's, I think it happened a couple of hours ago, actually. Did we go off the air? I don't think we went off the air.
Wouldn't that be a funny joke if we're actually just talking to ourselves right now?
Exactly. Hey, everybody in Kentucky, how you doing today? So, Doug Steffen, good day. Okay, so here's...
what people don't realize is we sit here and just do this all day long.
Right. That's all.
Exactly.
It goes on and on and on. So from the lame parenting department, here's the story of a father charged yesterday after allegedly pointed a laser into the eyes of the opposing goalie at his daughter's hockey game.
No.
Yep.
What was he doing with a pointer at a hockey game, first of all?
Well, he's trying to distract the opposing goalie.
Joseph Cordes was caught after people in the stands at Winthrop High School, which is just over on the other side of the airport. The administrators there watching the game noticed a green laser beam on the goalie's helmet. His aim wasn't very good. So he got her helmet, and so they followed it back. This guy was sitting in the upper bleachers. He was thrown out of the game, and then he was arrested, charged with disturbing the peace. What kind
of
stupid...
Now, doesn't that make someone go blind?
It can.
It wouldn't help him any, you can be sure of that. It certainly wouldn't help. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Where do these people come up with their ideas? This kind of part of the whole... We just... somebody. I mean, this is what makes the conversations that we have so interesting and so much fun. Because there are so many crazy people in the world. And there also are people who are crazy in another way. You know, the old expression, crazy like a fox.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then there are just people who are crazy
like
with
a
power
loser
and control. Yeah, lunatics. And I frankly put these people, with all of the talk about Rush Limbaugh and him on one side, and they don't, what happened? Laura Ingraham's upset. She wants to get a headline. They didn't. They didn't make a big deal out of when Ed said I was a slut.
Yeah, right.
He called her. Didn't he call her the same thing?
He did, yeah.
It wasn't a big deal. I mean, there was kind of a deal. He got, didn't he get
his apology? I don't even remember hearing about
it.
But it
wasn't a big, it wasn't like this.
Yeah, it wasn't a big to-do.
But that's because he's not as big a star. He wants to be, but he isn't. As Limbaugh.
Well, and that's also because there isn't as big of a support base to take him down.
Right, on the other side.
And
yeah.
You said right. that because this woman was a private citizen, that was the true outrage, as opposed to Laura Ingraham, who's a public figure.
Right.
I don't know if
right.
I agree with that, because okay. a woman's a woman. But
so we've got all of this stuff brewing there, and then now everybody's listening, see if they can get the gotcha routine going with other people doing talk radio programs. Here in Los Angeles, John and Ken still... The news media is trying to whip this thing up about their comments regarding Whitney Houston when she died and a phrase used to refer to her. So these, this is what bothers me. The Black Media Alliance, which is a bunch of hoopies.
I've never even heard of that.
They're all over the place.
The BMA.
All right, go, Richie, you want to find out about them? Go to DiverseLA at clearchannel.com. They are soliciting suggestions on how to make the hosts on the air more tolerant. And they want to increase diversity. So what the folks at Clear Channel have agreed to do is put a three-hour program on the air titled Diverse LA. It's going to not be on the station of John and Ken. It's going to be on the progressive station, the liberal station, which also belongs to Clear Channel. So now they're upset. They're protesting because they're not. It's not on a station that's good enough.
Crazy.
What
you have a
matter?
Radio show in L.A. Doug would give his left ear
I'll
for
I'll be happy to go over there for 3 hours and run the countdown show on the weekend.
Yeah.
All right?
On.
Instead of this nonsense, which is going to be garbage anyway, because there aren't, if they were any good, any of them, they'd be on the radio already. And that's the thing. It doesn't... The world of talk is... not sectarian. My experience in doing this is not sectarian at all. There are a lot of really good Black talk hosts who have surfaced over the years and been very prominent. Joe Madison is one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Tavis Smiley, I had a hand in getting him going. A very smart guy. Tom Joyner has done a great job. There are a number of local hosts in New York and Los Angeles and all around the country. There was a guy doing a talk show who was pretty controversial in Boston on WRKO for a while, and then he got arrested for doing something with one of his nieces. He wasn't a particularly good guy. He's an interesting guy on the radio. This is what these people don't understand. All they want to do is hear themselves talk. And that's swell. You know, if you want to get an audience, however, though, you might want to try to do something that was entertaining. Instead of this yammering and complaining and, oh, we have a struggle going on and we don't have enough Black people on the air. So go find some good people. There are two national networks. Radio 1 is one of them. Go to them. Present your credentials. They'll put you on the air. And then go after, like Al Sharpton does, every day of the week on radio and television. He's got a big platform, a big podium. Everybody pays attention to him, whether he has an audience or not. So those are the kinds of jobs that are available. Hey, listen, don't kid yourself. These people running these stations, even though they don't want the advertisers to get upset because it costs some money, they're looking for new talent all the time, and they don't care whether you're Black, blue, green,
purple. You can make them a buck, they'll put a
microphone
in front of you.
You can make a buck with these guys, you're on the air. That's it. And then the other side of it is, put them on the internet and come up with some really creative way of promoting them. And I'll tell you something, it doesn't take anything anymore to get an audience on the internet. You can do, you know, post something on Twitter that has anything connected to it that sounds in the remotest way controversial, and you will get an audience. So to be just on top of this all the time, go away, will you please, or do something constructive and stop with this yammering all the time about stuff that is you just show your ignorance about how the system works. And unfortunately, some people pay attention to these, you know, noisemakers. They ought to be on New Year's Eve at a party, because that's all they do is make a lot of noise. and say nothing. So, anyway. Richie, your old pal Don Geronimo.
Oh, yeah. He's out in Sacramento now.
Yeah. And he's evidently having a follow. He's having, if you follow the sort of silly stuff, he's having a feud with another guy.
Yeah, he's good at that. He likes that.
Yeah. And he's another guy that has been in all kinds of trouble for his whole career. I remember when Mike and Don, or Don and Mike, when they were together in Washington, they were syndicated. He pulled a stunt one day. I'm trying to remember what he said, but I remember him getting into gobs of trouble to the point where he had to take a suspension.
Yes.
You remember?
He's had a couple ones. I'm trying to remember exactly what he did. But he was like the Grease Man here in Washington, and before that, Stern.
Except he survived. Yes. The Grease Man didn't.
He did survive.
Yeah. Grease Man is the only one that I can think of who didn't survive through the turmoil.
No.
Do you think of anybody else who's had a problem? I mean, what Grease Man said was just really stupid.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, it really was. I'm not even going to go close to
right.
It. But hello. That's what people listen. It's like watching television and getting upset about GCB. What are you getting upset about it for? If people don't like it, they won't watch it, it will go away. All you do when you bang on this drum is get more people to do what you don't want them to do. Or that's what you say, anyway, you don't want them to do. Stay away from that show, it's bad for whatever. We come up with a dozen different things that it's bad for. But what really offends me, other than this kind of foolishness, I don't find it offensive, I just find it foolish. But I'm offended by Two and a Half Men and the Cougar Show and these other really racy, sexy, suggestive shows being on at 8 o'clock. I think if you're going to be true to what the standard is that you're supposed to be setting for early evening viewing, you don't put those shows on at 8 o'clock. Unless you really are flying in the face of the suggestion that the early evening viewing hours are for families. Because that is not a family show. Neither of those shows are family shows. At least they put the show GCB on at 10 o'clock at night, which is a good time for that show. But putting Two and a Half Men on at 8 o'clock or wherever it is in that first hour, it is just so tasty.
And Broke Girls and some of the other things, How I Met Your Mother.
Man, it's all about sex. And,
yeah, it's a little suggestive. For the
little?
Yeah.
The first time Ashton Kutcher was on, he used the M-word about 15 times. I was generally unhappy, or not unhappy, I was uncomfortable with that. But you know what? That's the number one show on television.
Hey, here's the reality. I have two small children. My kids don't generally watch TV past 8 o'clock. At 6 or 7 o'clock they're watching, then it's time to get ready for bed and read and whatnot. It's up to me. It is. Let the TV stations do whatever they want, and I will choose to let them watch or not.
All right, Jennifer's going to check what's going on. A lot of action on our Facebook page. In a moment, we'll get to that. Did we post that Coney 2012 video on our Facebook page?
Let me go look. I have to check.
It's not like everybody can just find it, but, man, that's something that whole thing is really... And see, this is the kind of thing people ought to be upset about. Where are the black activists? This is black guy who, along with his gang, is raping and murdering children. And so why isn't there a big to-do about that? Am I speaking out of school?
No, you're right.
Why isn't there a big to-do about that?
Well, again, because things that go on in Uganda don't affect things that are happening here. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But, it's not in my backyard. It's not affecting me somehow. It's not rising my gas prices up. It's not affecting
let me tell you something.
My ability to be able to live day to day.
John and Ken talking as they did about Whitney Houston isn't affecting you either. It's far more important to go after this murdering cutthroat. So what if he's in Africa? Let's focus on the important things instead of this hypocrisy, this foolishness. Just to, all it is, let's call it what it is. These people are stirring up the pot so they can get money for their 501c3, just like the phony politicians who get beaten. They come out with these dream ways of stealing your money, creating some kind of a 501c3 so they can start a business in Washington, stay in Washington, and advocate for nonsense. And that's really what most of these groups are. They're advocates for nonsense. But some of you are foolish enough to send in your money because Hillary Clinton says, they're going to take Barney off of public television. Well, send us your money so we can keep Barney on TV.
That said, before all of these silly groups were around, what happened? There was nobody checking the government when they would make some kind of a law one way or the
government.
Other.
This is a business. Checking the government is one important.
These corporate nonprofit corporations were formed to help get the government see their way or the other way.
Yeah. You bet, Richie. All right, 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now, visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Did you get all that?
You know, it's much more calm, cool, and collected.
But
people interested in saving money and time, therefore they use stamps.com. The postal service is a mess. You know that. You're wasting your time, big time, going to the post office when you don't have to. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is go to stamps.com and get the special no-risk trial of their product, which uses your computer and your printer. Don't waste your time. Go to stamps.com. Sign up, as a lot of businesses, everybody's signing up for this.
We use it here.
Get it? Yeah, exactly. Before you do anything else, go to stamps.com. Use my name, Doug, D-O-U-G, and save some dough.
Hi,
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What could be more important than gas prices, the economy, and tension in the Middle East? We've got something. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. All of those issues we just mentioned affect all of us. But for many people, there's something even more important right now. It's something that involves this person and where he goes next.
It truly has been an honor to play in Indianapolis. I do love it here. I love the fans.
An emotional Peyton Manning, no longer an Indianapolis Colt. Manning, one of the best quarterbacks ever to play in the NFL, is now an unrestricted free agent after being released by the Colts. At yesterday's news conference, Colts owner Jim Irsay would have us believe this was not a financial decision.
In the end, before we ever got into any specifics, it's never been about money. It's never been about those type of things.
Sure, Jim. That's why this decision was made a day before Manning was due to receive a $28 million roster bonus. Irsay should run for office. Peyton Manning will soon be 36 years old, and he's coming off multiple neck surgeries. He missed all of last season, with the Colts finishing a league worst 2-14, earning them the top pick in next month's NFL draft. The Colts are expected to select quarterback Andrew Luck of Stanford, thought to be a franchise quarterback. As for where Peyton Manning will go, there should be many suitors. The Washington Redskins could be one of them. This Redskins fan offered this opinion.
If he could put up half the points that the current Redskin guys are putting up, we'd be in good shape.
But other Redskins fans have their doubts.
The injury piece is what concerns me.
And among the other teams that could get involved here, the Dolphins, the Broncos, who already have Tim Tebow but are expressing interest anyway, and the New York Jets. This Jets fan says it would be neat to have Peyton playing in the same city as his younger brother, Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning of the Giants.
Considering what Eli's done for the Giants, I think, you know, Peyton coming to New York is something that we
we deserve.
As we said at the top, this is all that matters to so many football fans across the country. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Davey Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. In the East, it was a phenomenal day to get out and enjoy the spring skiing and riding. Just ask Chuck, who was in New Hampshire.
Everybody deserves the kind of spring ski day I had at Sunapee. The warm air, soft snow, and golden sunshine, and awesome lakefront views. That's how you write the script. We glided through hero snow the whole time, a little grippy sometimes, but nothing short of fantastic spring skiing at Sunapee. I'm Chuck Devine.
In Vermont, snow is ready to ride up over 40 miles, staying at full operation with some softening, loose granular, packed powder snow, Burke with a couple of high-speed quads and 50 trails, while in Whiteface and the Adirondacks, over 80 runs are open. In Utah, good packed powder snow at Deer Valley and at the Canyons, both riding up near full operation. Win lift tickets by getting snow news at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, some gains for the stock market yesterday. The Dow up 78 points to 12,837. S&P rose 9 points. NASDAQ with a 25-point gain. Crude oil prices also increased $1.46 a barrel, settling at $106.16. On Capitol Hill, the House will be holding a hearing today on the federal budget, and lawmakers are expected to use this opportunity to grill Energy Secretary Stephen Chu about rising gas prices. To use a Shakespearean description, this hearing should be filled with sound and fury signifying nothing. The most powerful solar storm in 5 years could produce some chaos on Earth today. Energy from the sun's massive solar flare could raise havoc with technology because the particles affect magnetic, radio, and radiation emissions. Satellite communications and GPS devices could be affected. This is not expected to affect us physically. Even so, I may dress head to toe in tinfoil today. Finally, the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, with a big announcement yesterday.
Today, we're announcing the new iPad.
Oh, my.
And it is amazing.
Amazing, huh? How amazing?
We've taken it to a whole new level, and we are redefining the category that Apple created with the original iPad.
Mr. Cook can hardly contain himself. This new version, we're told, features the vastly sharper Retina display used in the last two versions of the iPhone. Apple's Phil Schiller is foaming at the mouth to tell us more.
The Apple A5X chip, quad-core graphics designed specifically for the Retina display to drive four times the number of pixels.
Not really sure what that means, but I gather more pixels means better graphics. In any case, this new version of the iPad will be available to all of us on March 16th. And by the way, this is being called the new iPad, not iPad 3 or something else. My suggestion is to call it the will be outdated a few minutes after you buy it because another one will be out soon iPad. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.